Track 16. Now to our final piece, The Secret Diary of Flora and Friends. Rescue chickens now living at a secret Norfolk address, as imagined by Dominic Castle. Well, we now know who hasn't been pulling her weight egg-wise, don't we? And the surprise news? It's Big Myrtle. She's been keeping it quiet, slipping into the nest box for a nap and then coming out as if she's popped out an egg, bold as brass. But not bold enough to fool Curls and the Beard, who've been pointing at her and muttering to themselves for a few days. What happens next startles everyone. Curls and the Beard have been fussing about, but there's no food involved. We've not paid them a lot of attention. Then the Beard produces a dish of sweet corn and four chicken-shaped Usain Bolts are pegging it across the grass to them. Nothing funnier than seeing a chicken run, chortles Curls again. Oh, rude. We're all over the corn, jamming it into our beaks as fast as we can when, wallop, Beard swoops like a portly eagle and grabs Big Myrtle. He then walks over to a big bowl of water and plops her straight into it. We're waiting for the commotion and squawking and flapping, but no, Big Myrtle just subsides into the water with a sigh and rests her beak on the edge. She's looking very comfy, more relaxed than any bird in a washing-up bowl has a right to be, before eventually getting up and hopping out. Very nice, she seems to say. Been even better with a splash of Radox and maybe some swirly jets, but nonetheless. Whatever they're playing at doesn't seem to have kick-started her egg box, as it were, but she's a lot more mellow, hasn't sat on any of us for weeks. Meanwhile, Invisibel, all cluck and dagger, sidles over with news from outside. It seems we have sisters elsewhere and have had a dispatch from the front line. Having read about my sisters in a very smart magazine, I thought I would introduce myself. My name is Loopy, and I too came from Wotton, and having experienced the same bumpy ride as my sisters, I am now living in North Norfolk with five other sisters. We have a lovely big field to play and roam in with lots of lovely nice juicy grass and weeds to scratch around in. Sometimes we have the company of moorhens, bunny rabbits, and the occasional muntjacs too. I believe I was called Loopy because when I arrived I was very frightened, hardly had any feathers and didn't know any of my sisters at the time, so all I did was strut about. I went round and round my house, stopping for an occasional quick peck at some pellets of some kind and then a quick slurp of water before setting off again to do my rounds. I've now grown some good feathers and I am told I am the prettiest of all my five sisters, whose names are No-Tail, Bushy-Tail, Brownie, Redcomb, and the other one is just called Chook-Chook. We try hard to lay five or six eggs a day, and sometimes one of us manages a very large one, which she says is quite a painful job. We all get tucked up every night, just when it's almost dark, in a nice clean bed and perches to sleep on, so we're safe from any would-be unwanted visitors. We have plenty of food to eat and water to drink, and are let out every morning about 7 o'clock to roam freely for another happy day. P.S. Please send our love to Daisy, Flora, Invisibel and Big Myrtle. Well, that's lovely, isn't it? Birds of a feather and all that. Flora and her friends were rescued and rehomed by the Wotton branch of Fresh Start for Hens.